Hello everyone, this is RTC, the podcast, and your friend Winston. Today I am so thrilled that we are talking to Amy McCoy. Amy McCoy is one of these people that has had a profound impact on my life and the life of our community. She is execution focused, unbelievably thorough. She's had a chance to share some of her views on strategic and visionary thinking, and I think it's something that you will all enjoy. So we hope you enjoy this episode. Remember, subscribe to us, get down with us. Our community is going to have a significant impact on everything that's going on around here. Our goal is to make sure that everyone knows what everybody else is doing. Remember our mantra and our mandates and our models around your voice creates worlds, as well as our goal is to create, share, and serve. And we are really focused on that in 2019. Thanks so much for everything, and we hope you enjoy this. Take care. Hello, everyone. This is Winston with the Rising Tides Charity. Welcome to our podcast. As always, our goal is to talk to incredible creatives here in the Atlanta community. And I feel so honored and so blessed to be talking to a dear friend today. And she's one of those kind of people that when you meet, you say, all right, that's great. Let's talk about strategy. But the thing I love about her is that she is so focused on execution and momentum and moving things forward. We've been able to accomplish a great deal of initiatives within the time that we've known each other. Every time I look to figure out how can I do something, I always say to myself, well, Amy can do it, so hence I can do it. So with that being said, everyone, let's welcome Amy McCoy to the podcast. Amy, great to have you.
Thank you so much, Winston, for inviting me to be a part. I really appreciate it. And I'm very excited about what you're doing. And I'm here to support in any way I can.
That's fantastic. So, Amy, thanks again. So let's talk a little bit about yourself so the audience will get to know you. As everyone knows, I share this kind of like really quick quip that we're so focused on the creatives here in the Atlanta community that we can conceivably have a podcast almost every day. But we've been very judicious with those that we talk to because we want to really talk to those who are not just doing things, but have a real view in regards to the community and some of the creative, creative worlds and creative initiatives and projects and other things that are happening all around us. So I know you've got a great view and posture on that. So why don't you take a few moments and talk to the audience about yourself and some of the things you're involved in.
Well, awesome. I'm an Atlanta artist, and I've been here for most of my life. I was originally born in Michigan, but my mother migrated to the South, so I am technically a Southern. I've been raised Southern, and I consider Atlanta home now. I work primarily in theater and film. I'm a director. I also act. I also write. And I'm the co-founder of The Artisan Company, which is a film and theater company based in Decatur, Georgia, with my partner, Tatey, college friends, deciding to do work together. And I love the arts. I love film. I love theater. I love visual arts. I'm an art appreciator, and I'm also an art executive. So my world is art. I really can't see myself doing anything else. I have also been in quite a few positions where I've been administrating as well for arts and arts community. So there's some skill on that level, and that's kind of where you and I kind of connect, Winston, when working with organizing and galvanizing artists together. So
yes,
I've been in through out a lot of different situations concerning art. So I have passion on both sides, on the administrative and facilitation side, as well as in the creative side. So That's me in a nutshell, pretty much.
Wow. I share all the time that Amy and I worked on an initiative, and Amy was so thorough in regards to our follow through and our communications that I made a specific notebook. And for those of you who knows that I'm really anal about productivity stuff. And so I had a specific notebook for all of the stuff that Amy sent because it was so good. So I really appreciate that. So Amy, when you think about our world, right? So Atlanta, you mentioned that you've been here in Atlanta for most of your life, and I've been here similarly for what I would consider most of my life. What do you think? Like, what do you think about how our community is changing, progressing, transforming, morphing? What are some of your thoughts about the Atlanta community and all of those areas that you mentioned, film and theater and creative arts? Talk to the audience a little bit about that.
Well, I see Atlanta right now in a really complex way. If anybody has ever been in Atlanta and navigated the communities of Atlanta, you understand that in some ways Atlanta is really small because you get to know people and you're in the same circles and you see each other everywhere. But it's also very desperate in sections. So I have the privilege of being in a lot of different communities that don't necessarily cross or intersect. So, I mean, I have a very unique perspective on Atlanta. I see creative in all fields, whether it be music, visual, art, film, theater, crafts.
Wow.
All of these different avenues of artistic expression. And I see how they're all just pocketed. I wouldn't call them cliques because it's not really clique-ish. It's just really tight-knit communities that, you know, you don't really, they're not integrated. Yeah. And I think that's the one thing that I see, that it's really difficult for, I don't know what the difficulty is. I really don't know. Maybe it's focus or intention, but it's really difficult to get kind of a interconnection between all of these communities, which would benefit each other.
Yeah, you used the word galvanize a few moments ago, which I think is fantastic. And you talked about some of the challenges around that. Can elaborate on some of those things. What do you think we can do to really bring everyone together a bit?
It's a certain way I think about things. When I think about truths, like universal truths, I think about truth across all kind of scenarios. So if it's happening across the board, then there's some kind of universal truth about it. So I find that it's difficult to get everyone on the same page. However, there are usually some common ground everywhere. So it's whether or not we can get a large group of people on the second page for that common ground. And maybe that one thing that's common ground, unfortunately, is not in the same priority ranking.
Right.
Maybe that I find I come against quite often with working with bringing people together to accomplish some things. So it usually kind of fizzles around, are we on the same page, and is that page in the same priority ranking? If it's not, it gets even more difficult. So I think looking at that issue and trying to find a solution to that issue would make galvanizing and bringing people together more successful.
Do you think, when you think about the people, you know, and I appreciate what you said, because you're right, there are some real steps that we can take towards doing that, because we deserve it. Do you think sometimes that, you know, and you've got a longer kind of track record in regards to seeing different people in different spots, do you think that sometimes ego plays a bit in regards to some of these challenges that we might see in regards to bringing us together?
I think ego plays a part in everything that we do, and not necessarily in a bad way. I came across a book that was really influential for me in dealing with people. And basically the concept in this book says that everybody has an ego.
Yeah.
It's not some strange thing. Everybody has it. And the way we work together, your ego is either satiated or it's starving.
Right.
And so when you cross a starving ego, then there's all kind of friction and dissension and trouble. When you have egos that are satiated, then work is, it is what it is. Everybody's comfortable in the sense of they're not trying to prove themselves or defend themselves or protect themselves because they're good.
Yeah, you're reminding me of some college classes from way back in the day where it was really talking about how ego could be a harmful or a helpful way, especially as we interact with people.
Right. Yeah. And working with that and just having that like rolling around in the back of my head, it just helps me work with people in a different way. I have an ego, so sometimes my ego gets a little hungry. You know,
yeah.
Sometimes my ego is satiated. So I, knowing that and knowing that it's not a kind of like a blame game, and you have to pull yourself back from kind of blaming people for, you know, having a hungry ego.
Right.
So addressing that is trying to find a way to feed that ego to bring it back into balance. So work can be done, because I think there's so many aspects of people that are so beneficial to the group that even if they have a starving ego and they're difficult to work with, and that's pretty much what that means, having a starving ego makes that person difficult to work with.
Yeah, I agree. I was going to say that, yeah, I agree. I think that our community has, at least from my time working with all of everyone, is that I've seen progress on that front. And I think that there's definitely real opportunity for us to continue to cultivate that and to help everyone kind of get to that point. Because I use the word deserve it, but I think we definitely deserve it. And beyond that, we need it. We are one of the strongest places for creativity, in my opinion, not just in the United States, but just period in the world. So we definitely deserve that. Hey, real quick, let's shift gears real quick, if you're okay with that. I would like to just, you know, your view, and since I've known you, you've shared with me names of people that have been influential that I don't know them, and you've introduced me to some people. I wanted to take a second just to get your view on those that have had some impact on your journey, specifically here in you know, in regards to creativity and in regards to your life. Who are some of the people that you could cite that's been very helpful to you?
Well, I mean, I have a large group of influencers or, you know, unofficial mentors or official mentors. Some are no longer here with us. Some are going strong still. One, unfortunately, who's no longer with us is Carol Mitchell Leon. She was a force to be reckoned with here in Atlanta. Former spouse of Kenny Leon of True Colors Theater.
Oh, yeah.
She was amazing. She was an amazing actress and artist and teacher. She also taught in universities here. So she was, as a Black woman, a strong Black woman and a strong figure. She was inspirational for me. I met her through Push Push Theater, actually, which is a theater here in Atlanta, no longer a storefront theater or an actual physical location theater, but still active in innovating performing arts here in Atlanta. I started interning with them right out of college. I went to Agnes Scott College, and they actually happened to be right down the street from Agnes Scott College.
Wow, that's fortuitous that that would be the case. Wow.
I went to Agnes Scott because I was going to school for theater, and they have the longest running theater troupe in the state. Still have all the Black Friars, and I mean that was my extent of theater. So when I went, I was a little disappointed because of the skills and everything that I had learned prior to coming to the school actually, you know, kind of surpassed what was provided at the school. Outside of that, it was a fantastic education on all other aspects. But I was able to study abroad while I was there.
Where'd you go?
And I went to Sunderland, England, which is not too far from Newcastle. It's a university there called Sunderland, and I was amazed at the same kind of level of, as far as years are concerned in education, I was amazed at the level of skill that these other students over there had. I mean, they were putting on school performances that I would literally pay to go see in a theater, and that just blew my mind. So when I returned from studying abroad, I said, you know, I can't wait. I have got to get into the professional theater community ASAP. So that's when I found Push, and I started interning while I was in school and continued after because I really felt that this was my career and I needed to up my game. Unfortunately, at the school, it was more like a hobby, and I was looking at it as a career. And so I was surrounded by people who were, you know, interested in other things, but they just liked to be on stage a little bit. And that was not the environment that could push me.
I gotcha.
So
I was going to say, go ahead.
Carolyn
Mitchell, you said, yes.
I met Carolyn Mitchell Leon there at Push Theater. She was doing a production of The Seagull. And in there also I met another mentor of mine, Tim Haberger. He's still a mentor of mine. He's co-founder.
Say that name again. I'm familiar with that name. Say it one more time.
Tim Haberger.
Okay.
He's the co-founder, one of the co-founders of Push Theater, which was a workshop theater for artists. So it wasn't a production house where you would go and see like this fantastic. It wasn't like the Alliance or any trying to be an Alliance. It was about getting deep into the work and perfecting your craft and exploring art and being a creative, regardless of what area you were. You have a job as an actor, you have a job as a director, you have a job as a tech, a designer. So I really appreciate that environment. Those two were very influential to me. Also, I mean, I'm constantly meeting people who are influential to me. As a matter of fact, I was Lovelace. I've come in contact with recently.
You introduced me to her. Yeah, I appreciate you introducing me to her. She's fantastic.
She's amazing. Just a wealth of knowledge and experience. There's so many people. I can't name them all, but those are a few that come to the top of my mind.
That is so great. I tell you, every time I talk to you, I learn some things that I never knew. So I really appreciate that. Amy, how can someone, if they want to reach out to you or to learn more or to talk to you, how would they contact you?
I'm readily available for contacting. I am the co-founder, again, of the Artisan Company. So connecting with me there, email, Facebook, telephone, all of my contact information is available. Our website is theartisancompany.com, and that's artisan as in art, I-Zen, A-R-T-I-Z, zebra, E-N, theartisancompany, all spelled out.
That's great. Yeah, I've met your partner, and she's fantastic. And I've seen some of your videos you did to kind of introduce the world to the Artisan Company. And I know you said that they were done some time ago, but I think they're great. So I really think those are awesome. So one last thing, and again, thank you for being with us. It's been a great conversation. It really has. If you wanted to tell someone right now who's got something creative, or they used to have something creative, or they want to be creative, but yet they're letting something inhibit them, something boxing them in from doing something that's distracting them, what one piece of advice would you give that person who's ready to like explode and to unleash their creativity?
I find that who I surround myself with greatly improves my productivity. So if there's something that I want to branch out and do, the best way to give me that extra kick or push is to surround myself with creative people. Because nothing inspires you to do something like other people who are taking the leap as well. So get around other creative people. That's the best piece of advice I can give you.
That is so on point. And we hope that would be logical to many people, but the reality is probably not. But you're right. Those we surround ourselves with really inspire us. So that's great advice. Amy, it's been phenomenal to have you on the podcast. For those of you who are listening to us today, remember, we're on iTunes and Podbeam, and we actually share this on social media, so you can listen to us directly from Facebook and on YouTube. We are very excited about what the Rising Tides charity is undertaking. We are really focused on helping people who are going through some level of stress or distress or confusion about what they should do with their creativity, to say, you know what, this is the time, whether you're 15, whether you're 75, or somewhere in between, and you say, I need to do this. I need to get it going. I need to take that app. I need to take that architecture. I need to take that writing. I need to take that public speaking. Whatever it is that's creative within your soul, and God has created that within us all, for us to take that moment and to make it happen. And so we've got some great things upcoming. We hope that you go to our website, risingtidescharity.org. Our next year is full of amazing events that we'll be having, including theater productions, including a signature event, and our just announced mission trip that we'll be having in 2020. So listen to all of that. We're really excited. Again, Amy, it's been such a pleasure.
Thank you.
We're doing this remotely, but if I was here, I would give you the biggest hug in the world. I really appreciate that. And everyone, please look for Amy in all the places that she mentioned. She is fantastic. And again, thank you all for joining the Rising Tide. We would like to thank you for spending time with us on this message today. You can stay informed about the Rising Tides charity in several ways. You can go to our website at risingtidescharity.org. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at @RisingTidesCharity. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/RisingTidesCharity. You can also email us if you'd like to join our newsletter to join our community at info@risingtidescharity.org. You can subscribe to us on Podbeam or on iTunes. Please leave us any comments or messages. We'd love to hear from you. And we look forward to continuing to share with you those that are inspiring and using creativity to encourage and serve our community. Everyone, this is Winston, and we'll see you again on our next podcast. We love you all. Take care.